describes at the beginning of the parsha that when Yisrael heard all the miracles Hashem did for Bnei Yisrael, he decided to become a Jew. The pasuk says that after he made this decision, he brought various karbonos. Vayikach Yisrael Chosin Moshe Olo Uzvachim Lelokim. Yisrael brought both the karbon Ola and the karbon Shlom. The question is why? Why did he have to bring both types of karbonos? I think perhaps the answer is that this double karbon symbolized Yisrael's transition from non-Jew to full-fledged Ben Yisrael. The halacha is that a non-Jew can't bring a shlomim, he can only bring a karbon olam. Some of the mafarshim explain that this is because to the non-Jewish world, kedusha requires a complete separation from physicality. To live a life of kedusha, a person has to deny himself physical pleasures. For the non-Jew, the Karban Ola is the only way to serve HaKadosh Baruch. A spiritual life requires total sacrifice. But the Torah doesn't see it quite that way. There certainly is room for a Karban Ola, but there's also a place for a Karban Shlom. We know that part of the Shlomim is brought on the Mizbeach, but part is given to the Kohen. And there's also a part which is eaten by the owner. The Torah believes that man can partake from the physical world. He can enjoy physical pleasures like eating and drinking, and he can still be serving Hashem. Kedusha doesn't require that a person abstain from physical pleasures. He doesn't have to abstain from the physical world. Kedusha requires that a person elevate and sanctify the physical world. That's the Torah perspective. This idea can help explain a puzzling Gemara in Pesachim at Daf Samaches. The Gemara says, "Hakol modem ba'atzeres de'be'inan nami lochem." Everyone agrees that on Shavuos, you need at least a little bit of physical pleasure. To fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Shavuos, you need a little bit of lochem. Why is that? Says the Gemara, "Yom shenitna bo Torah." Shavuos is the day that the Torah was given. When it comes to all the other Yomim Tovim, the Tanaim have a dispute as to how a person can fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Does he have to choose between Kula Lashem and Kula Lochem? Or should he split Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lochem? A person should engage both in spiritual endeavors, like davening and learning Torah, as well as physical activities, like eating and drinking. But on Shavuos, everyone agrees that some physical activity is necessary to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. It can't just be Kula Lashem. At first glance, Ibcha Mistabra, the exact opposite, seems more logical. After all, Shavuos is a day of Kabbalah Satorah. It's the day that Klal Yisrael received Taryag Mitzvahs. Shavuos is a day when we celebrate the value of Ruchnius in our lives. So why must there be some portion of Lachem on this day? If anything, we think that everyone should agree that if one wants to, they can choose Kula Lashem on Shavuos. Why is it that Be'ina Nami Lachem? The Beis Halevi explains in a very famous piece that precisely because Shavuos is the day of Kabbalah Satorah, that's why we have to eat and drink on that day. Because Shavuos is a day when we declare our commitment not only for Torah learning, but for a Torah lifestyle. And there's no better way to demonstrate the Torah's perspective on life than by elevating ourselves through eating and drinking. That's the ultimate level that we have to aspire to. Not to separate ourselves from the world, but to engage in physical activities, even the most mundane activities, and to imbue them with a sense of kedusha. To eat and drink l'shem shamayim in a refined way, to spend money on hidden mitzvah, on staka, not just on the latest gadget, the latest luxury item that's on the market. You know, two people can eat at the same kiddush. One fills his belly while the other reaches for the heavens. It all depends on how they eat. A person who eats with self-control, whose primary goal is to share in a friend's simcha, that person elevates his eating. But someone who eats just to enjoy himself, he's not satisfied unless he tastes from every one of the dishes at the kiddush, all the cakes and the cookies and the pasta and the herring and the cholent and the kugel. His eating is nothing more than filling his belly. So someone who's a Ben Torah understands the message of the Korban Shlamim. You don't have to separate yourself from society. You don't have to abstain from physical pleasures to reach a high level of Kedusha. All you have to do is live for a higher purpose. Shabbos.